Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
No. Let's not allow ourselves to be removed from the simplicity of the Word from God. What did He say? Don't eat of the fruit of the tree. Period. Come on, somebody help me out with this.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Don't do what?
Don't eat.
Yeah, but. No buts.
No buts.
Yeah, but what about? I don't want to hear it.
Don't eat.
I got it. God told us, do not eat of the tree. Leave the tree alone. Don't mess with the tree. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, but. Look, listen, you're an intelligent person. Don't be so narrow-minded. You got to be open to other. No. No. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to talk about it. You keep talking, I'm leaving. In fact, already gone. That's safe. That causes you to remain untouchable.
Yes.
And if He just keeps bugging you day after day, week after week, well, you know, don't be such a stickler on that. Do this, do that. And you go, nope. No change. I'm going to say the same thing next week too. This is what the Lord said. Don't eat any bread there. No water there. I don't eat there. Yeah, but they got a sale, 2 for 1. The buffet's wonderful. I don't care. If they got the best food in the world. And then what He told the king, He was so clear. He said, I don't care if you give me half of everything you got. That would have made him probably a billionaire by today's money standards. He said, I don't care if you give me half everything you got in your kingdom. I will not sit down and eat a biscuit with you. And I won't even drink a cup of water with you. Why? Because the Lord said. Keep reading. You did it. It came to pass after he'd eaten bread and after he had drunk, he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet who he had brought back. You know he felt guilty. So he said, here, you need to ride my donkey. So he did. And he hadn't been gone, I guess a matter of minutes or hours. And guess who met him in the road? A lion, and killed him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the donkey stood by it, and the lion stood by it. Well, that's not what lions do. They eat their prey. This is a sign. Behold, men passed by, and they saw the carcass cast in the way, the lion standing by the carcass, and they told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, ask the man of God who was disobedient to the word of the Lord. Well, you really want to slap this guy, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's the man who was disobedient to the word of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord delivered him to the lion, and the lion tore him up and killed him according to the word of the Lord, which he spake to him. You know, that prophecy came through me. And he spoke to his sons. He said, you need to saddle my donkey. And they saddled him, and he hurried over there and he found the carcass and the donkey standing on one side and the lion standing on the other side. Well, the lion would have probably killed the donkey too. But this is a sign. Lion didn't eat the carcass of the man of God, and he didn't attack the donkey. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God and laid it upon the ass, and they brought him back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn him and bury him, and he cried and cried. And he laid him in his own grave and mourned over him and said, my brother, my brother. It came to pass after he buried him, he spoke to his sons. He said, when I'm dead, you need to bury me in the sepulcher where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. I bet if you'd have asked that other guy, he'd have said no. Absolutely not. Bury me anywhere but in that guy's tomb. But he can't say anything about it right now. So... For the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria shall surely come to pass. My. Why? Why did he do it? Why did the guy lie to him? Why did he let him talk him out of what the Lord told him so clearly? The Lord gave us a statement in a series some time back relative to covetousness. And the Lord gave me this phrase, and we shared it during that series numerous of times. If you want it too much, you'll go too far. Without going to all the scriptures, one place says your covetousness has blinded you. That's another way of saying the same thing. If you want it too much, you don't see what should be obvious to you. If you want it too much, you're too willing to make compromises. You're too ready to bend this or change this. And it's not because you think it's okay, it's because you want it. You want it. And that's what the enemy uses. We talked about the Lord will lead you by His Spirit through your spirit and in the inside. But the enemy's going to try to lead you how? Through your flesh. And through desires. Lusts, Galatians called them. That just means strong desires. Why did that man, the old prophet, go to him and lie to him? This man's a prophet. His whole life's about spiritual things and about God and the reality of God. He's an old prophet. I don't know how much has been going on in his life recently. Maybe not enough. But here's a man of God, shakes the whole country. God does through him. I mean, this gets his attention. This is like pouring cold water on his face. I mean, he wants to be in on this. He wants to be a part of this. And so he rushes over to the guy. He wants to bask in his glory. He wants to be a part. He wants himself to be associated with it. Why? The man that shook up the whole country is staying at my house. Yeah, we're prophets. We hang together. And was willing to look at him in the face and lie about an angel telling him something. Why would you do such a thing? Because you want something too much. You want something you shouldn't want. And you want it enough to do things you shouldn't do. Come on, can you see this, friends? If you want it too much, you'll go too far. Now the man himself, the man of God that God used so powerfully, why did he listen to him? Why did he go back to his house? He wanted something too. There is the natural thing of a good meal, the comfort. But I believe there's much more to it than that. He's used to shake a whole nation, and he didn't even get to stay 5 minutes and talk to anybody about it. He's back on the road right by his lonesome. For all he knows, nobody but the king and the guys there knew about it. Not even one little blip in the paper. Not even. And here is a man who's obviously one of the head spiritual guys in the whole country, and he wants to bring him to his house and obviously make a big deal out of this, and he is too willing to go, sure, if God told you. Well, let's go. Come on, are y'all with me, friends? Wanting something you shouldn't want. Wanting something too much makes you vulnerable to being misled, to being deceived. Thank you, Lord. Go with me to the book of Acts. Get ready to shout. Man, this is, I know some of this is sobering. I know last weekend was sobering. It needs to be. These things are serious. If you ignore what the Lord tells you to do, you can get in serious trouble. You can get in a place where you're not supposed to be, and the enemy get access to you. Amen. It's very, very important that every day of our lives, we seek to be led by the Spirit. And we do what He says, and we don't let anything change us off of it. Very important. And if we'll do that, He's able to keep us. Keep us day after day, week after week, month after month. The enemy keep trying to set us up, and it just doesn't work. It didn't work then. It didn't work again. It didn't work again. Bound to frustrate the enemy's emissaries when their assignments keep getting ignored. The enemy worked for 20 years to get you at that place at that time, and you just didn't even show. You didn't even show, and he couldn't even really tempt you to go because you just sit there and goes, no, the Lord told me to just sit in the house today. I don't know what's up, but I just know I need to keep myself right here. I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, but they're all going and it's been planned for 6 months. I know, but no.
Right.
Phyllis, you know, mentioned a few weeks ago, good friends of ours. I mean, people we've known for nearly 40 years, close friends in ministry. We started ministry together. And when was this, the big tsunami that happened over in Asia? Anyway, their whole family was scheduled to go vacation there for Christmas. And it had been planned for months. And they're little girls. And they're born-again people, Spirit-led people, ministers, good ones. And they got up that day, and the man, he said, I have a check. I have a check about us going. That was an unpopular word. To the wife and to the little girls, after all of this, we're not going? And he just kept checking his heart, and he said, I'm sorry, but I really have a check about this. And nobody was happy about it until just a few days later, when they would have been right there on that beach. Thousands of people got killed. And there are people, I guess, in their church and in their partners would have said, I just don't understand that. Why didn't God protect them? In that case, He would have tried to. But if you won't listen. But in that case, they're alive and well right now. Amen. In ministry. Hallelujah. Flourishing. Oh, how they thanked God for sparing them and keeping them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.